Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey.
Hey, what's up? What's up? Hey, welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio. This is our live show. Don't forget, you can check out our live stream that's 24 hours a day, 365, ready whenever you are at monstrousradio.com. But tonight is Monstrous Monday. So, hey, you know what that means. That means we got some of the newest artist submissions in our rotation tonight. We're going to talk about what went on over the weekend, any big parties, any big concerts, anything big that went down over the weekend. Let's see, anything that might be coming up this week. We're going to get back to our topic. And tonight we're going to talk about how to sell yourself. I'm not talking about on the strip, my mom. I'm talking about how to sell yourself as an artist and get your business game so you're not just doing this wasting your money. You dig? So let me go over here and check over here. I'm from Minneapolis in St. Paul. Let me go see if we got the lady from Dallas, Texas in the house. Is that you over there, Miss Stallion, Baltimore? Hello.
Hello. Yeah, it is the Stallion in the house. What's up? Happy Monday. Cold ass Monday.
Look, you all happy, Skipper. She said, happy Monday, like it's a holiday. Hey, it is what it is, you dig? Hey, I'm glad to see that you're happy, you know what I mean? You're feeling good, you dig? That's a monstrous thing to do. I'm just saying. Hello.
Always when I'm on the radio. When it's time for me to go to work, it's ready to get happy because mm-hmm. I love what I do. You heard me? And I love being on Monstrous Radio. I don't know about y'all. Y'all better call in. 4-2-4-9. Get some of this happiness, man. I'm trying to tell you.
For real. So, all right, y'all know how we do it around here. We're going to get into some remixes, some upcoming artists. We're not going to tell you who is who because, hey, that's how music is supposed to be played. You dig? I'm just saying. So, I'm DJ Ema, and she's down here in Baltimore. So, let's see. Monstrous Monday is about to start right about
now.
Hey, check it out. I don't even know who this is by, Stallion, but I like it. It's just called All I Need.
Okay.
Monstrous Mondays. Hey, Monster. Stallion, Baltimore. We about to get it in. Let's get this week going, my mom. All right.
I just bought the schizzle bean. Mama, why I leave my memory? Probably the same place I left my ID. Hey, Y3s, gave a young nigga wings. I sneeze, gave a young nigga sneeze. 5Gs, fall like leaves in the spring. I'ma run it like cleats, we be clubbing. 1800s, bubbling in a nigga's stomach. 3 girls, so that mean I'm in here juggling. She might have a man, I might have a girl, but neither one of them at the club, so who give a fuck? Arrived on the scene with some booty shaking hoes and they not just twerking. All these hoes got their hands on their knees. I said all these hoes got their hands on their knees.
I will make you a substitute. I will make it so you can go through. See your hoes they broke in me. I will make you a substitute. I will make it so you can go through.
clubbing. Tell her when she ready, just hit me on my phone. Going clubbing. If you got some fruit friends, bitch, don't come along. Let me make it sing. Ooh, if you bad, I might just put you in a ring. Ooh, if you bad, I might just buy you that machine. Ooh, if you bad, I might just dress you so clean. How you wear your hair? Make a nigga wanna buy you this. Take you down to Paris and ice out your wrist. Do you like a nigga did when he was a dick? I make it look.
I'ma make you a substitute. I'ma make it so you can want to. If
niggas, but I'm still the same. Ain't nothing really changed, nothing really changed. Hey, hey, Monsters Radio, it's me, Katja aus Hamburg, Germany. Und ich wollte euch nur mal eben mitteilen, dass ich mir jeden Abend eure Show anhöre, denn ihr bringt mich einfach nur gut drauf. Immer die feinste Music, jeden Tag neue Themen und verdammt gute Conversations. Ganz großes Lob an euch, I'm the biggest fan. So, it is what it is, and E-Monster. I already know you understood everything I said. Keep doing your thing.
My command, I just drove deep and got this chick saying, damn, let's act like we been here before. Now go on lock that door. And she say, she like me, I strike it fast, quick like lightning. And we been around the city both looking for excitement. Been there, done that, ain't neither of us like it. But fuck it, let's do it for the hometown. Miss Carolina, have the chick around. Drinks up, shawty, if you know you down. And us real niggas don't make no sound, Do it for the hometown. Miss Carolina, have the chick around. Drinks up, shawty, if you know you down. And us real niggas don't make no sound, I'm gone.
Something better than the rest. Look in my eyes, stand in my way, so hypnotizing. And I love the way you talk, make me feel like a boss. Tonight is the night, making love to me, we gon' get it right. Let's do it for the hometown. It's Carolina, how to chick around. Glass in the air, cause you know I'm down. And that's real, pretty much how to come around.
Monday, E-Monster, Miss Young Baltimore. We got things going on for y'all. We got the who's fucking who, who's getting fat. We open up the line, see what y'all got going on, coming up here in just a little bit. So, hey, stick with us. So, what are some of the things that we're going to be talking about tonight? Or maybe even what some things you did over the weekend?
Right, you talking to me? Or are you just in general talking to the public?
No,
but
okay.
Say that, they sound young in Baltimore. I'm just saying.
Ain't nobody else on the line but me and you. But okay, sound young in Baltimore. What did you do this weekend? Hello.
Nothing.
Ain't that a bitch?
You know,
was it in the chill?
One thing that I did do, Monsters Radio, if people don't know, let me go. We just started a thing with the kids, as far as having a dance team for the kids. I believe the age group is 11 up to 16. So we had that camp today here in Dallas, Texas. And about 13, 14 girls showed up. It was a nice, hard practice, but they liked it. Mm-hmm. And it's some girls that got some talent within her. So we started that. It's called the Undisputed Divas, as I said. And that's one thing that I did do over the weekend. The weather actually started getting really bad here. Like right now, it's up. You know, they basically shut Dallas, Texas down.
What?
Yeah, they basically shut Dallas, Texas down for the simple fact of the ice. We're not used to stuff like this. No kids went to school today or nothing. And it's supposed to freeze overnight, so now we're waiting to see if they're going to go to school tomorrow, which they probably will not.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, y'all
used okay.
to shit.
Yeah. That ain't nothing to us. So, I ain't really do too much over the weekend. You know, I stayed in the studio, got some stuff done, got some feedback on the new track. You know what I mean? Only got one person that said that gave, you know, that we should make an adjustment. I'll tell y'all about that when we open up the line. Let's see, other than that, you know, I just, you know, I stay there, got a lot of work done, you know, it's cold as fuck outside, you know. We're going to talk about this this scare at the MOA. If you don't know what I'm talking about the Mall of America. That's right. There's been like a terrorist scare at the Mall of America. So we're going to talk about that and all the things that they're doing out there to protect the MOA. We're going to talk about that coming up. We got some fucking who's getting fat. Looks like one of the Wayans brothers. Looks like he couldn't do some shows. You dig? Y'all know Damon and Wayans. He got grounded from doing some shows. We're going to talk about that coming up. There's a couple other things we're going to talk about coming up here. Apparently, Miss Stallion just can't wait to tell y'all. What else is we going to talk about? I can see you over there jumping like double dutch, just waiting to get in.
Look, we're going to talk about talk about Bobby Christina a little bit and what's going on, mm-hmm. you know, in that circle with Bobby Christina. So, I'm going to talk about how Jay-Z and Beyonce, how much they paying for this new, how much they renting a house for. That's what we're going to talk about. How much they renting a house for and why they're renting. Dude, that's about it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We got some good stuff for you. Some shit out there for you. Get in some motherfuckers' business. You know what I'm saying? For a minute, I'm gonna step out there and get in some people business right now.
Some
or
real who's fucking who and who's getting fat. So I'm gonna slap some more of this new music for y'all. Apparently, some people say they ain't heard this right here. I'm like, what you mean you ain't heard this? I've been spinning this for a minute. Check it out. This is some new Usher Amigos called Still Got It. Monsters Radio, Monsters Mondays. We're going to open up the lines in just a bit. You're there, 424-243-9649. We want to know what you had going on over the weekend.
Well, talk about you looking for the check. Talk about you looking for the check. Check, check.
Yeah, Usher,
still got it. Talk about you looking for the check.
I still got it, I still got it, I still got it.
You know I still got it.
All that trick, you know, think I can pull without it.
I'm tricking with bitches.
I still got it, I still got it, I still got it.
You know I still got it.
I'm a bad in this thing, I'ma let y'all young niggas have it.
Young nigga.
I can pull that bitch.
She back.
If I want it.
I don't want it.
I can have that car. If I want it.
I don't want it.
All your diamonds flow.
Yeah.
Come in, baby.
Come
and take a shot with me.
Come take a shot.
You can have whatever you want.
You can have whatever.
Keeping bottles coming on me.
Bottles on me.
Fuck whatever they say. All the talking don't faze me. Anything I want, I can have it. Other niggas can't compete.
Hey.
So you think I fell off?
What you talk about, nigga?
I'm too
low.
And my tears.
can pull without it.
I'm drinking with Benjamin.
I still got it. I still got it. I still got it.
You know I still got it.
I'm a bad in this thing. I'ma let y'all young niggas have it.
Young nigga, young nigga, young nigga.
At the party, I'm a crib.
Party, 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 party.
Y'all know.
Y'all already know.
Ain't one person do this, bitch.
Ain't work.
You don't know.
You don't know shit.
So many girls in my bed. And they always know.
Wait,
talking about what you got.
Yeah, look,
show
this.
Me some.
Hey.
Come here, baby.
Come here,
I want
baby.
All your focus on me.
All on me.
My crib so goddamn big. We can play a little hide and go sick.
100,000 square feet.
Name anything you want.
What you want?
It's all on me.
Let's go.
Once I'm done with your body, you ain't never ever gonna leave.
Never, ever, ever gonna leave.
So you think I fell off? Nigga, I'm too
rough.
And my city with me.
My city.
So I really ain't worried about nothing.
Ain't worried about
nothing. Oh, I still got it. I still got it.
Yeah.
I still got it.
You know I still got it.
All that tricking off. Think I can pull without it.
I'm tricking with Benjamin.
I still got it. I still got it. I still got it.
You know I still got it.
I'm a bad in this thing. I'ma let y'all young niggas have it.
Young nigga, yeah. Young nigga,
you know I just got it. I love it. I can't live without it.
No.
My mama told me her name was Master P. Gotta know she bout it, bout it.
If Usher still got it, I got it.
I get it.
Might pull up, we flexing them Bentley.
You get it?
Two women, they kissing.
Yes.
Usher start tricking off. Let a young nigga pay the
dough.
Young rich nigga, I am my finic. For such a Javinci, red bottom for Rizzy. Usher, my brother, we got different muscles.
My blood,
nigga, no close. My nigga, my dick. I'm like dropping it over. I'm tricking and treating, but it ain't not double.
I'm tricking.
Got a bust on a bat like boom.
So I had to pull up.
Oh, I still got it. I still got it. I still got it.
You know
yeah,
I got it.
All that trick, you know. Nigga, I can pull without it.
I'm tricking with Benjamin.
I got money.
Yeah, so we're going to open the lines right after this. We see you, George. We see you, 715. This is a new Troy F. Damn it, if I can find it. It was there just a minute ago. Ain't that a bitch? We miss you, boy, I tell you.
Ooh, this that new ass.
This. Remember, the best way to listen is on your speakerphone until we open the line, then take it off your speakerphone. Thank you.
Yeah. You know we had to do the remix.
You know we had to do it.
Said your new shit something, you make us so proud.
Come on, come on.
We've been wanting something this good for a while.
Hey, yo, man, what's up, man?
But I'm not fooled by broken dimples on your face.
The world's been waiting for this.
When
bad
we
boy.
Dance, I
yeah.
felt that fit fall on
Diddy,
your way. And you know, now all you hear is New York this, New York that. But keep it real, motherfuckers, I brought New York back. G-Unit in a stew, dip set, two facts. I even got Mason, 9-5 Puff on the track. Running with the classic fifth, 9-5 Max. Sneak this and tweak this, no replies, you whack. Tables done turned like a DJ gig. Player, hater, I am doing it big. Troy Ave got the streets in a frenzy, though. I bought the spot like that, you should thank me, no. I'm coming up, though, my first still on the flow. All my stones flawless, you see me glow. Now here's what'll probably happen, it's mad it did. You might get yourself shot or make me fuck your bitch. Either way, I'm busting. The end all discussion is the key mix. And I'm that nigga, stop fronting. Yo, new shit pumping, you make us so proud. Been wanting something this good for a while. But I'm not fooled by broken dimples on your face.
We don't want no problem with these guys.
When we dance, I felt that fit fall on
yeah,
your way. And you know.
You ever made love on a G7?
Come on.
Told the pilot, don't stop till we see heaven.
Don't stop.
Harlem King with black features. You ever rode on white horses on black beaches?
Let's go.
They clear ports, we clear portals. Time travel, don't confuse us with mere mortals. Your dude slipping, we too cool for loose slipping. Move different, pools on the roof, but you sipping. Made your life different, blink, you might miss it. Even though I hit it, first time we kicked it. Who set a place for you? Who coached you in the huddle? Who penthouse views make the ocean look like a puddle? And I love her cause shorty different. We be 145th and
come on.
I'm just trying to call you my lady. I have you feeling like Harlem in the 80s.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You make
yeah, they don't
so
sound
proud.
Like that no more,
yeah,
man.
2020 shit.
Been wanting something this good for a while.
Come on,
Harlem
come on, ride. Come on.
But I'm
come
not fooled by broken dimples on
bad
your
boy.
Face. Cause when we dance, I
felt that fit fall on your way. You know,
come on. Heat rooms like a thermometer. 240 on my odometer. I don't trick, I pimp, I'd give no gift but stick even on Hanukkah. She asked in my faithful, I said I promise ya. If I cheat, I'm triple timing ya. Cause mates don't do no welfare, pay for no healthcare, that's what you got Obama for. I got my CPs from CP, got my Yeezys from Yeezy. The chick with my umbrella, she looked like Riri. You don't believe me, you ask PD. Getting money for me too easy, I feel like Holyfield. I got the Brooklyn bras by you. Already got my cake, I'm just here for icing. My nigga Kuda try to school me to the game. We was balling so much, they try to bull set the game.
Yo, you shit something, you make us so proud. Been wanting something this good for a while. But I'm not fooled by broken dimples on your face. Cause when we dance, I felt that fit fall on your way. And you know,
okay, you ain't seen me in a while, huh? And SDK one day, I'm smelling like some loud, huh?
I know.
But fucking with your friend, I know I did a foul, huh? But even still, she fucked me now if I'd allowed her. I get the money and the power, too much to resist. Ain't even know with the broad, and she take a pic. Thirsty bitch, I'ma fuck you with a dirty dick. Of the asshole, when they locked up for you, you already letting that egg go.
Damn,
she had her eight more of her ladies, you know how. Missionary doggy style, man. No matter how you slice it, I bet it is in the writing. Written on the wall, you fuck with them other guys, and you can stand to lose it all. I'm talking 90-some Tyson. Gave you a set of paper, gonna make her revoke your life. Come on.
Something you make us so proud. We've been wanting something this good for a while. But I'm not fooled by broken dimples on your face. I felt that fit fall on
it's
your way.
Dance,
you know, she likes my style, she likes my flow. It ain't no tucking bouts, come on. I came so far from dealing blow. Been on my grind, and now it shows. And ain't nobody sound like this. We ain't the same, they roll that dick. Fuck them lames, get down with this. Pop champagne, girl, shake your hips, hips, hips.
That's a Your Style remix. Diddy Mace and T.I. That's a Troy Ave song. So, hey, that's what it do. Monstrous Radio, Monstrous Mondays. You know how we do it around here. We're going to open up the lines here just a little bit. We're going to get into this. Who's fucking who and who's getting fat? But let me go ahead and get Miss Lady some entertainment music before she sits over here and cut me. This is by Chris Pritchum. Hope you like it a little bit. It's a little bit behind it. Oh, let me turn it up a little bit so you feel it. Okay.
Is that what it is? Okay. All right. Onward to the entertainment news. This is Stallion Baltimore. Who's fucking who and who the fuck is getting fat? Can you hear me real good?
Yeah, well, I got you. I got you. So what's the news, mama?
All right, man. Well, you know, the thing that's going on with Bobby Christina is that her boyfriend, Nick Garten, wants to see her. But apparently he won't tell the police nor tell Bobby Brown what happened to Bobby Christina. You know, he actually posted a text, like he screenshotted a text. And said that it was a text he had sent Bobby. And he told Bobby, man to man, I love your daughter. I don't know why you won't let me see her. Your daughter is going to hate you when she wakes up. It's not like you know her anyways. And then he asked him, what is her favorite color? What is her favorite smell? Movies, food, you don't know. He said he'll forgive him, but she won't. So basically, when she wake up, she gonna be Michael. Bobby Brown with his crooked mouth ass. And why is his mouth crooked anyway?
Mm-hmm.
So they're not letting him see Bobby Christina. You know, apparently she had those bruises and stuff all over her body, and they want an explanation where they come from. You know, I think. The bruises could have came from when they pulled her out the tub, but what they're trying to say is apparently it was a lot. Like, he done flipped her ass or something. So, You know, I still give our, you know, our praises up to Bobby Christina, and hopefully she'll come out of it. Hopefully.
Right.
But also we have David Wayans. You know, he was grounded for diabetes.
Type 2 diabetes at that, ain't it? Okay.
Right. Well.
Okay.
So
he was supposed to do a show in St. Louis.
Yep, and apparently he got two things. David Wayans is postponing multiple tour stops after suffering from a medical emergency related to his diabetes. The comedian was supposed to perform Saturday in Missouri, but sources close to Wayans tell us he's unable to fly right now because of his ongoing battle with type 2 diabetes. He was diagnosed back in 2013. The Kansas City Improv Theater says it got word Tuesday that Damon wouldn't be able to perform, and our sources say they are going to be more cancellations down the road. He's already dropped a 6-show engagement in Buffalo next month. So hopefully
he'll
get it down. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that means he's feeling good at all.
And I tell you this, ain't nobody trying to hear that. If I bought me a ticket to see Damon Wayans show, motherfucker, you better grab you some oranges and a Snicker bar, get your sugars up.
Well, you know that's
get
okay.
Your
that's
ass
what happened
to the
with
show.
The Chris Brown
Cowboy.
Tour. Well, you
okay.
know that's what happened
well,
with Chris Brown tour. They had to postpone the Chris Brown
Chris
tour
Brown got
because
the sugar.
Chris Brown. No, he don't got the sugar, but he had the he didn't do his community service hours, so they postponed a lot of them. They postponed the one in Dallas, so now it's March the 10th. It was supposed to be July. I mean, what is it? February something. It's probably in February.
They had legal issues. Talking about he can't go because he got the sugar. Damon better get his whining ass up on the motherfucking plane with an orange or something. Get your sugar.
You
ready?
It may be, you know, diabetes.
What?
Diabetes can fuck
it
you
is.
Up. It can fuck you
choke
up.
In the Vermont, you
know.
Better show up to my event. Shit, fuck that. I don't give a fuck what they say. Okay,
anyway.
Bring two oranges then.
who's getting fat? Jay-Z and Beyonce they decided that they were gonna move to LA, but they could not find a house. Remember, they went through a bid, and a guy that actually came up—I can't think of what he came up with at the moment—but he's a younger guy, and he ended up buying a house for so many millions of dollars. I think it was up to $70 million, maybe, or $7 million,
okay.
Somewhere up in the area. But anyway, so they lost the bid, and everybody was like, they're not going to live, they're not going to come back to L.A., they were going to go ahead and stay in New York. Well, apparently they changed their mind, they came back, they enrolled the little baby, whatever her name is, Blue Ivy. Into a really expensive school. So now what they're going to do is they found a house and they're going to rent that house out. I believe it's $157,000 a month. So they're settling in, but they just can't find them a house, you know, to stay in right now. So that is Who's Fucking Who and Who's Getting Fat. Thank you for tuning in. It is what it is. Jay Davis was saying, I don't give a fuck about what none of them do. That ain't none of my motherfucking
business. There you go. Speaking of Mr. Jay Davis himself, I'll go ahead and let you say hi.
You got to. Jay Davis, hold on. What an intro. Wait, here it comes. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do dirtiest moment of the motherfucking day. Fuck who's getting fat. All of that shit, he don't give a fuck. It's the man that don't give a fuck. It's the man that sits on his porch and drinks his drink and does not give a fuck.
Yeah, you a fool, baby. But was I? I'm no.
I'm telling you, I hit her with the Grammy music. She will give you an intro until you walk your ass up there. What's up, bro?
I see that. Bro, I see that, man. She just, shit. She just wrote my intro for me. Yeah, damn. You on the job, man. But yeah, what's good, brother? What's happening with y'all, man? Everything straight?
Yeah.
Everything good.
How's the weather up there in Georgia?
Hey, I don't even like talking about the weather no more because I don't know what the fuck it's finna do tomorrow, so I just quit talking about it. I just, hey, I walk out the door in the morning before I go to work. If that be cold, I throw on a jacket. If it ain't, fuck it, I go out, you know, with a short sleeve on. I don't even talk about the damn weather no more. That bitch got bipolar. Fuck her. I don't even care.
Bipolar for real.
It was just 80 degrees. It was just 80 degrees here in Dallas a couple of days ago. It is now 46 fucking
degrees. Fuck the weather, man. Fuck the weather. Fuck that. That's a depressing subject. Fuck the weather. I don't even want to talk about that. Fuck that.
What
do you want to talk about? Hello.
I want to talk about how to get these artists out there and get them, get their promotions and marketing. You need to let them know how to get that. You know, get some valuable information out there for the independent artists that's trying to get out there and they need exposure. They need, you know what I'm saying, to build their brand. You know, we're going to tell you how to do that here on Monsters Radio. Am I right there, E Monsters?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Break it down for him.
No, that was your intro, man. Get on the game now, driver. Get in it. Get in the game.
Keep savage today, man.
Well, I guess it's all in the word and how you say it, you dig? But what we're going to talk about this week, we're going to talk about motherfucker, but we're going to talk about the white meat. We're going to talk about how to sell yourself. That's what we're talking about tonight. How to make yourself valuable and, you know, how to build up some money, how to go about building up some money. One way how to do it is you have to make yourself valuable. You dig? A good example. Like tonight, first I'll talk about marketing. Just period, straight off the top, marketing. Marketing means pictures, your album covers, the promo that goes out across your Facebook and all your social sites, these type of things. You have to have your A game with that. You got to have your tight. Don't just make you, and what I mean by this, don't just make you like an album cover and just put something on it because you think it's hot. No.
Right.
That might be a cool picture, no, but that's not what the value of getting that sale is. You don't want somebody to just look at it and go, oh, that's a cool picture. No, you want them to look at it and be grabbed by it, and it pulls them in. Oh, what is this about? You understand me? Like, good things, some people, they don't understand, like colors. Certain colors make people want to spend money. A good example, red and yellow. They make, those are two colors that are enticing and that make people want to spend money. Also, and you're going to laugh at me when I say this, red and green. That's why Christmas is red and green.
That's all good colors.
Look, there you go. But, you know, these are the type of things you got to think about when you're selling yourself. You got to think about how are you going to sell it. You know what I mean? It has to be something that's enticing.
Right.
How you feel about it?
I have just a company to help you do that. Stallion Baltimore Media, where we take care of you.
Look, here she go with her shameless plugs. But okay, so what does your company do to help people build value to make a sale?
Well, what we do is, I'm sorry, a grandkid came in. You came in. You know, you got to look over there. As soon as they open the door, you look over there like, what in the hell do you want? What is it? Just saying.
Uh-huh.
walked in. What in the hell do you want? What is it? Anyway, basically, as far as what you were saying, you know, we're marketing and marketing promotional company, and we get out there and we help you, you know, get your product together, get your product sold. We help with videos, photo shoots, emailing. You know, it depends on which package you get. You know, you get a certain amount of emails sent out. You can get the street team. We can get the street team on it. Where it is, that is called what we call guerrilla marketing and promotion. That's where they get out, and they're putting out flyers and everything on cars in places where we know is music or has something to do with music. So, you know, so it's a lot of things to get out there and do. You know, we've got coming up with a lot of things. We got ooh wee management coming up. If y'all don't know where that, I know y'all know where that ooh wee come from. I'm just saying. So you need to get on board, and like you said, you cannot get out there if your face is not out there, if your product is not out there, if you are not out there. And one thing I cannot do is I can't promote you if you're not going to promote yourself.
Hey, can I say something real quick?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just want to say this, man. I'm reading a book right now called The Complete Guide to Money by Dave Ramsey. And, bro, I recommend that book to everybody listening, bro. Y'all better go pick up a copy of that book and read that shit. There's so much insight on financial stability and how to climb out of debt and all that good shit, brother. I'm telling you, dog, go get that book, man. It's called The Complete Guide to Money by Dave Ramsey. I'm reading it right now. That shit, it's got, man, so much knowledge in that shit about how to get your finances straight before you can ball. You got to crawl before you ball, you know. So read that. Go get that book. Whoever listening, man, go get that book. Read it. Get your finances straight. Then you can invest in your company, yourself. What do you know what I mean? Get your money right for you. Yeah.
Westside. But, yeah. That's
oh,
what I mean. That's, you know, it's, and, hey, another thing, go get, you know what I'm saying? You need to get with E-Monster on Monsters Radio. Get on monstersradio.com. You know, get yourself out there, because if can't nobody do it, he can do it.
Straight up, Ooh-wee Entertainment, Ooh-wee Management, whatever. Yeah, Ooh-wee. That's mandatory right there. That, the name speaks for itself. You get under his management, it's just gonna be Ooh-wee. Your bank account gonna be Ooh-wee. That's all
I'm
like,
trying to tell you. Yeah.
Yeah, get the movie up.
Now you know I'm going to cut you for leaking that out, right?
Oh, shit. That was a leak. Oh, shit. You better be glad I ain't no gossiper, man.
I know. I'm getting my neck. They go, hey, if y'all don't hear from me tomorrow, y'all know what happened. I was murdered.
Oh, nah, he must have can't even do nothing now. You don't put it on the airwaves. You can't even do nothing now. You got to wait at least 6 months.
But, yeah, that's some of the things that you need to do. And definitely first step, first and foremost, get with Monsters Radio. And let's do this.
Because he Monster actually respects music, though, so. If you fuck with E-Monster, bro, like, you know, he really going, if he really dig your music, man, he going to put the power behind you. So just fuck with E-Monster, man.
Right.
If he's digging your music, that's a dude you need to connect with. Because, I mean, if he ain't feeling your damn music, he going to tell you anyway. So if he fuck with your music, dog, fuck with him, because the boy going to put it behind you, you know, with what you need.
He
going to try to do what he can
do
in his power to do it. Yeah.
That's one thing
you
he don't
down
do.
To earth
don't
people
put
like that.
Bullshit on the radio. So, nigga, if you got bullshit, keep that shit. I'm just saying. We got the yes, and he got a yes and a no button sitting in front of him.
bro, I'm going to tell you this, though, bro. This is a marketing tip for everybody listening, though, bro. The best damn marketing tip that I can give anybody, be yourself. Because everybody right now is following every damn body, everybody looking like everybody, sounding like everybody, making the same damn moves. Be your damn self, be different, be unique, and somebody going to pick you up. I'm telling you, do it. Everybody's special, man. Hey. Everybody got their special chromosome that they can do something the next motherfucker can't, bro. Be yourself and somebody gonna fuck with you. I'm telling you, do it. Beautiful.
Right. So, yeah. Hey, I'm going to slap in this track, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about that edge of it. And, hey, we're going to check in with this person from the 715, see if they want to talk with us. Check it out. This is Slim Dimes. It's called Newology, Monstrous Radio, Monstrous Monday, where the underground artists live above ground, and we're making Quake play.
Right back at you. Name of this track by hand is called Newology Anthem. Shout out to my nigga Q. Let's go.
You know what it is when we hit the spot.
Oh.
Over 30 whips in the parking lot. Leather Louis bag for the smell. Couple O's in the spot. Couple grams on the scale.
Why?
These bitches acting like they don't know.
Don't know.
Slim about to take over the show.
Over the show.
I got my bitches everywhere I go. I don't play that bullshit. I thought I'd let you bitches know. It's Slim Dime, ain't no need for no introduction. It's Newology and we the topic of discussion. No interruption, let me loosen up my Louis boots. Blowing on some fruit, looking cute in that Bentley coupe. When I pull up to the club, all the hoes salute. Niggas blow they fruit when they see me in that leopard suit. I'm the flyest bitch, jumping out the parachute. Chocolate two scoops, eye candy like Betty Boop. I don't brag, but the cash got me extra scoop. Brown paper bag, so the money coming extra scoop. I'm running circle around you bitches like Fruity Loop. Shorty too cute and all blue like my nigga Snoop. You know what it is when we hit the spot. Over 30 whips in the parking lot. Leather Louis bag for the smell. Couple O's in the spot. Couple grams on the scale.
Why?
Bitches acting like they don't know.
Don't know.
Slim about to take over the show.
Over the show.
Bitches everywhere I go, I don't play that bullshit. I thought I'd let you bitches know. Get your new game up. New shoes on the Cadillac. And no, not the old school Escalades. It's where we at. All black with the emblem on the front. Look like a bad and Benjamin's organized like pancakes. I hop stack. I jumped about the truck just to bring out the coupe. I mean convertible because it's missing a roof. Heated seats feel like I'm chilling with a masseuse. So crazy that the bass are knocking fucking screws loose. HD dash. Price tag cash. The automator will make a motherfucker do the dash. Jewelry master cross. Chrome match my notes. Candy paint dripping in the grill match the spokes. You know what it is when we hit the spot. Over 30 whips in the parking lot. Leather Louis bag for the smell. Couple O's in the spot. Couple grams on the scale.
Why?
Bitches acting like they don't know.
Don't know.
Slim about to take over the show.
Over the show.
I got my bitches everywhere I go. I don't play that bullshit. I thought I'd let you bitches know.
Yeah, that Slim Dime, Newology, straight out of the BX, baby. They're going to do what it do. Monstrous Mondays, the Monster, Stallion, Baltimore. So, all right, so we're talking about how to sell yourself tonight.
Right. That's what we're talking about.
Feedback
so what
over
is,
here.
Huh? Are you getting it from me?
Oh.
Yes, thank you.
No, I think it's coming from me. So go ahead, Lee.
I was like, what was your, you didn't put in your advice. What is your advice to some of these artists on how to get their stuff out there? What is your first and foremost? What is, if you could do one to 10 on countdown, there you go.
Really? Just put me on the spot. No time to think about it. First thing you gotta do is record a hot song. Last thing you should be doing is your promo. But I think Jay Dirty hit a good point. You really have to be outstanding. You know what I mean? A lot of people, they try to fit in. They try to do the same thing everybody else is doing. And that's not really what makes a star. That's not what made T.I. That wasn't what made Jay-Z. That wasn't what made Scarface the Ghetto Boys. What made them was they were different than everybody else. It was a new sound. It was a new feeling. It was a new vibe. And that's what people was attracted to. You know what I mean? say, like right now, I'm trying to find that new, I don't know what you want to call futuristic type beat, so I can make this brand new sound type song. Those are the type of things you should be looking for. You shouldn't be trying to do the same type beat people was doing. You know what I mean? Because in reality, say like people even doing the mixtape. In reality, you gotta think about it. That mixtape that you're doing right now, that's an old beat. In reality, when it comes to music, think about how long it took to come out. Now that it's out, how long it took to promote it to get it big. That beat's really old now. You feel me? But those are the type of things you should be doing to help. And those are things that will help sell you. Because if you're a lot different, then that's what's going to draw people to look at you, listen to you, and keep their attention, which in return is going to come into sales. And you should also have some hot pictures, videos to back that type of feel up. You know what I mean? But, yeah, you should be standing out, trying to poke out there, whatever, whatnot. But I... anything you want to add before we go over here and check in with this person from the 715, see what they on, what they might have been doing over the weekend, how they feel about what we're saying?
No, I don't have anything to add. Come on in, let's see who I've
got. Okay, right. Let's check in with the caller. 715-309, who we got on the line? Hello.
What's going on? It's Black G, man.
Hey, what's good, Black G?
Not much, man. I've been listening in, man. Y'all been speaking up on some real shit, man. I'm on the road right now, ride, man. Drive, you know what I'm saying? But I've been listening in, man, and y'all hear some strong pointers, man.
Okay, anything you want to add in there?
Yeah. Well, you know, shit, y'all pretty much covered everything. But the reason I'm on tonight, man, is to let y'all know, man, that I'll be dropping a new single, man. It'll be available, man, for purchase on iTunes, Spotify, man, CD Baby, all that, man. And I support y'all, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, just show some love, man.
Okay. That's what it do.
I'm showing the love to Monsters Radio. Hey, and I'm gonna send it in to you, Monsters. You get the first hand touch on that new single, man.
Okay. That's what it do. And hey, make sure when you send it in,
you know what I'm saying? Bumping through the airways if you want, man. Shit, it don't matter, man. Hey, I just appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate y'all, dog. Y'all doing big shit, man.
Hey, that's what it do. Hey, we appreciate you and keeping us up to date on the hot tracks, you know what I mean, keeping us, letting us be one of the first DJ sets to get them to spin them. Because, hey, that's what we do around here. We're trying to break records. We're trying to bring that new shit. You dig?
Right on.
Y'all be the first to hear it, man. It ain't touched the internet. It ain't touched nothing, dog. It's coming straight from the box to you, man. First hand.
All right.
That's what I like. I can't wait. But I'm over here. I'm ready. I'm anxious. Ready to
hear. It's a real shit, man. You know, I'm spitting some real shit on there, man. The track called Delta Down. You know, like I said, it'll be available, man. CD Baby, Spotify, iTunes, all that, man. Sometime this week. You know, and I'm just doing a little promotion for it right now to get it out there. My people down south, they waiting on it, man. You know, Mississippi Stand Up. If y'all hit me on here, I know y'all ready for it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, hey, I'm finna touch some radio stations down there with it. Let them flow that thing. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's going down.
Now, that's how you build your bread right there. Right on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Once again, man, I appreciate y'all, E-Monster. I'm going to send you that track tonight, man, so you can have it ready for tomorrow if the guys want to call in.
Okay. That's what it do. So, hey, make sure y'all call in and request that. You think we're going to spend it regardless, but still call in and request it. Make it happen Monday through Friday, 424-243-9649. But, all right, bro, I'm going to stick you back on mute here just for a little bit.
One.
right. But that's like, that's part of selling yourself too. You think you got to keep your brand up.
Right.
You dig, Sarah? You got to keep your brand up. And you got to keep enforcing it constantly. Like an example.
Yep,
you
dig?
He calls in. You hear him every week on the Monsters Radio now that he's been connected with us. Ain't been a week go by, you can't hear him.
Yeah,
right? Exactly. You hear the Delta boy. They be taking over on Tuesday. Bronx, where you at? I ain't trying to start no fights. Let me stop doing that. You dig? I'm just saying. Cali, where you at? Chicago, where you at? Minnesota, where you at? But you know, they constantly promoting themselves. Jay Dirty, he's here every night. I'm finna file this for this man on my taxes. You dig? That's building his brand up. You dig? A lot
right.
of people go, well, why do you have to constantly call in? Why you gotta do it? You don't have to constantly go. You can get you a sponsorship with motherfuckers to promote you heavy. But I'm just saying,
right.
reason why you build your brand up is this is why. How many of y'all out there drink or eat on your sandwich, mayonnaise, whatever dressing, whatever they may call it? Some of y'all eat, what is it, Hellman? Some of y'all eat Miracle
Ooh.
Whip. What y'all eat down here in Texas?
Miracle Whip. Black people don't eat mayonnaise.
Right. Huh?
Black people don't eat mayonnaise.
Some of them do.
I'm joking. Look, and I'm the main one talking about, can you make sure you ask mayo and ketchup to that, please? My ass. If I buy it, I'll eat Miracle Whip.
Mm-hmm. But check it out, though. Now, we'll say, okay, we'll use Miracle Whip as an example. This is what brand
right,
building
now.
Does. Now, you got to keep pumping yourself. Keep putting your name out there, whether it be on music or not. Even call into radio stations that may not have your music. As long as you're out there saying
uh-huh.
your name, right? Now, say you know you want you a hell of a sandwich. I don't care whether it's a ham sandwich, a salami sandwich, whatever. But you, today, you need you a hell of a motherfucking sandwich. Now, you're going to get all your supplies for the sandwich. Now, you hit the aisle for the Miracle Whip. Now, Miracle Whip is sitting there. Miracle Whip is $5 for a little-ass jar of Miracle Whip. You know Miracle Whip from the commercials. You had it before. You know Miracle Whip.
Right.
Now, there
right.
goes a big-ass jar, a generic Lil Ray Ray's. Yeah, there we go. Lil Ray Ray's off of Broadway. Lil Ray Ray off of Broadway's Miracle Whip. You dig? Some brand you ain't never heard of before. But it's 99 cents for a big 5-pound jar. Which one are you going to take? Even 100, you gonna run with that Miracle Whip, cause you know Miracle Whip good. You be like, that's only
no,
thing, but that's Lil Ray Ray off of Broadway. I don't know. You did, but now Lil Ray Ray is promoting himself. Look, she said she rolling with Lil Ray Ray. You gonna get home and have a funny ass taste in your mouth. You did.
Right on.
Running back to my hands and Lil Ray Ray. But you understand what I'm saying, though? But people buy
right.
things that they're familiar with. They don't buy things that they're not familiar with. So they may not buy you today, even this year, but come next year, you never know what could happen. Maybe they won't be so, okay, no, I heard of him. Hold up. Let me check him out. Compared to
right.
in the beginning when you first was generic to them, it's, oh, I ain't heard of him. I'm not finna, it's just how it is. I didn't make it up. It's just how it is. So I'm
right.
just saying. So I guess, damn, we at the end of the show already? Wow, that's kind of messed up. But all right, let's see if Jay Dirty got some things to say about what we're talking about. I mean, how you feel about it, Jay Dirty? About the whole branding? Getting your brand out.
Well, you know, hey, bro, before I like to speak, you already know I like to say that I'm a fucked up individual, so anything I say do not hold me against anything. But anyway, I'm going to say this, bro. You know, yeah, Lil Ray Ray might be, you know, new to people. They might be skeptical. But, you know, this, I'm referring to music when I say this, it's all metaphorically speaking. I'm referring to music when I speak about the mayonnaise shit. But, yeah, Miracle Whip, you know, you've known that your whole damn life. You know, it's always tasted good to you, though. But then you got Lil Ray Ray from Broad Street over here. You get a big damn 5-gallon bucket of his shit for damn 99 cents, though. Yeah, you know, after a while, that shit might put a funny taste in your damn mouth at first, bro. But after a while, that you can make a hell of a sandwich with that. And you can make sandwiches for damn 3 months off of that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah. though. But, you know, yeah, you know, anybody that ain't nobody start off selling records. Everybody started off as Lil Ray Ray. You know what I mean? Everybody. Everybody done started off as Lil Ray Ray, the motherfucker they ain't know about, you know, that they were skeptical of because this motherfucker over here, they knew forever. Yeah, I respect Lil Ray Ray, though, because he still put his product out there, and he waited patiently for motherfuckers to get acquainted with it, you know, so when the damn recession hit, motherfuckers was digging Lil Ray Ray then, wasn't it? Because their pockets were still fat, you know, yeah. All I'm saying, though, is, bro, you know, you might start off as Lil Ray Ray, man, bro, just be patience is key to making money. Yeah, you got to be patient. You got to make sacrifices, bro. Yeah, Miracle Whip might be good, but at the same damn time, that bitch $5-something dollars? Yeah, no. Damn, that ain't a good financial move, dog. Yeah, Lil Ray Ray, that motherfucker 99 cents for a big jug? Shit, man, come on, brother. You know, if you really buy some money, though, boy, you going to go with Lil Ray Ray because, you know, you might want to eat something funny for a while to save money up. Saving money's key. And when you can't save money without sacrificing, yeah, but you can't save money without sacrificing, bro, because we all got bad habits. But you got to set them bad habits aside for a few months to stack your damn bread up. Then you can invest in yourself, flip it, and make double. You know, you got to be smart out here. This game ain't for ignorant motherfuckers. Ignorant motherfuckers fall flat on, hey, they fall flat on their ass, bro, every damn time. You got to have a brain. Brain power, maintain power, you hear me?
Yeah. Right. Well, maybe I should use something else other than sandwiches and economics. Maybe I should have said if you went with somebody else's EBT card, maybe to make it a little easier on people. But I guess what I'm saying is when say here's a good example. Say, like, if somebody, a song comes across your news feed on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever. Brand new song come up. Dude says, I'm hot. Check me out, da 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 da. It goes by.
Okay.
Do you push it, or when something comes by and says a new Scarface on a comeback, blah 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 blah. That go by. Do you push it, or do you let that go by? 9 times out of 10. Now we talking about music, not mayonnaise no more on sandwiches. In reality. Most people, it may not be you in particular, but most people, when you do marketing, they going to let that first one go by. But they going to hit that
right.
Scarface because Scarface is a built brand. They're familiar with him. The other dude, they're not familiar with. First thing they're going to think, oh, he another rapper, he another watered down, talking about most people don't give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, you right.
I knew
see, that's why I don't, that's why me and marketing class had some damn time though, bro. Because I can't respect nobody that'll use another damn brand to kind of pop off, and at the same damn time, you know, it's like if you can't promote yourself, bro, and make your damn self a brand, because you don't want to have to struggle to do it, so you just jump on the bandwagon and yeah, I don't respect that. I don't give a fuck how much damn money you made off of that shit. You're not getting my respect because you did, you know, you jumped on a bandwagon. Marketing is a tricky subject, man, because people nowadays will hop on a dick quick and ride it to the motherfucker bust a nut. You know what I mean? So I can't even respect that.
Yeah, but to make people do that, that's part of successful marketing, to make somebody do that.
I see what you're saying. The thing that catch me about music, though, something come across my news feed, the main thing that's attracting me is the title of the song. If you got a damn song called fucking Popping Bottles or, you know, whatever, I'm not going to click on that. But if you got a damn song titled Fuck the Other Side or some shit, I might be like, hey, what they talking about? You know, I might go click on it. But that's just me. I'm a fuck different individual.
Right,
so I might click on that Fuck the Other Side song, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you feel more familiar with something that would be fuck the whatever whatnot, and you just, you know, you don't really relate with the popping bottle because it's not really you. You
yeah,
dig?
But
you never know.
That's what I'm talking about. I just don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a million motherfuckers out there popping bottles, but there ain't that many motherfuckers that got the balls to say fuck the other side, you hear me? So I respect that.
Right. Right.
Let me shut up, man.
But what I'm saying is, most people, but what you got to do as an artist, you dig, you got to think of your name as a brand. And that's something you got to continuously do, whether it be for shows, being on TV shows, putting on commercials. Another good way to build your brand and sell yourself
straight up
is, say, like, sometimes you catch me, if I'm in the mood like I used to be and I'm going to start doing it a lot more, you'll catch me doing some funny shit in the morning. Like the other morning, somebody was talking about in Florida, it's cold. I made a little some shit about that. It wasn't even to be nothing. You dig? But people was laughing at it, da-da-da. But that helped. People watching it, checking it out, is building that brand, D-Monster, every time somebody looks at it, every time that. So that's one thing you got to do to help sell yourself. Have something that's interesting to draw them in, like a picture-wise, some type of visual, video, or whatever. And also, continuously to build your brand. So, all right. So we're at the end of the show. Anything else y'all want to put out there?
No. That's it.
Nah, I ain't finna make you go into overtime.
Yeah, I'm building my brand.
Well, I guess any shout out.
Jay Dirty, any shout out?
Man, you know how I do. Hey, I'm just shouting out what I'm on right now, man. Monsters Radio. Everybody else, you don't know me, I don't know you. Stay over there.
What you got for us, Miss Tyon Baltimore?
Oh, you know, I like to shout out to everybody, so I don't miss nobody. You know, y'all keep supporting Monsters Radio. Go to monsters.com, link up with us, go on so you can link up with us and see us on Facebook and how we actually fool all the time. We be with Monsters everywhere we go. Remember that song when you was a kid?
I don't know what the hell you were saying.
Shit, show is dying, man.
What
the fuck you think she is, bro? This ain't American Idol, Pepe.
I am
Mr. Fuck You because I don't know you. Yeah, we out.
Hey, Monster, it's all on you.
I think they done now. So shout out to everybody that only liked the pics that also shared them. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. Takeover Tuesday. It's gonna get wild. This is just the start of the week. Tomorrow's when it really gets crowded around here. So make sure you tune in tomorrow. Takeover Tuesday. You can get all the listings and anything. Connect with us. Me, Stay in Baltimore, Flat Gaza. Go over to monstersradio.com and go to show link. You can connect with us that way. So, let's see. I had something I was going to play on my way up out of here. I can't find it. I'm going to play this instead. Have a good night.
Hello.
Goodbye. Yeah. Hi, y'all. Remix to my play. Remix. I had to do it. So, check it out. This is for the band. Monsters Radio. Y'all ready?
When I Girl Amora, and you are rocking with E Monster on Monsterous Radio.
True Beyond.